The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 20th chapter. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died childless. Then the second, and the third married her, and so on in the same way all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Luke tells us that some Sadducees questioned Jesus about the resurrection from the dead. Perhaps you will recall that the Sadducees were a group of Jewish religious elites, and their defining characteristic is they were strict literalists of the Torah, the law of Moses, the first five books of the Bible. For them, if something wasn't written in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, then it was not part of God's word. Keep in mind that an explicit reference to the resurrection from the dead is not written in the law of Moses. Not surprisingly, then, the Sadducees didn't believe it. But what is specifically detailed in the Torah are the rules for marriage. Because God's primary purpose for marriage is procreation, bearing children is always important. In fact, a man is not considered successful until his wife bears children. And the very worst that could happen to a man was death before fatherhood. So the command was that should a man die, the dead man's brother had to step in by marrying his former sister-in-law and procreating with her, thus making his dead brother successful. So, Sadducees approached Jesus with a rather absurd example from the law to demonstrate why they believed there could be no resurrection from the dead. They approached Jesus to school him and perhaps fill out his theological leanings. And their legal question included seven sterile brothers who all fulfilled the law's command for marriage, but were all unable to accomplish the mission of procreation. Now, if there is no resurrection, then the problem of the law is solved. The blank brothers would have died trying to fulfill the law's demands, and the problem would be theirs, not the law. The law with its demands would remain intact. But if there was a resurrection from the dead, then it would be impossible to figure out whose wife the woman would be, since all the brothers were equally unsuccessful. And that means the law, given by God, would be impossibly contradictory and therefore unable to do what the law is supposed to do. Decipher right from wrong, provide justice, give guidance, and all the rest. Said another way, the law would come to an end because it could not function properly. And so the Sadducees concluded, the all-important law cannot be projected into the eternity of a resurrection from the dead, lest it come to an end. Meaning God's word would come to an end. And there cannot be an end to God's word. Therefore, there can be no resurrection of the dead. Case closed. At least they thought it closed. Jesus did grant the Sadducees that the law cannot be projected into the eternity created by a resurrection of the dead. Marriage laws are superfluous because marriage is for this world, not the next. But that is where the problem begins for the Sadducees. There is, in fact, a resurrection of the dead, as Jesus pointed out. And this he proved with the story of Moses at the burning bush found in the book of Exodus. The text says that God is, not God was, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All three very much resurrected and alive with God. Furthermore, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all lived on earth before the law of Moses was given. Therefore, it is not God's law that saves, but rather the promise of the coming Savior of the world that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus was telling the Sadducees they were wrong. They were wrong to conclude God's word of law is all that matters. No, the promise of the Savior is what matters most. Now, that's a problem. It's a problem for the Sadducees because Jesus had just demonstrated that there is a resurrection and the law that the Sadducees trusted is ending. Now, if the law they trust and have devoted their life to is ending and they do not trust the promise of the Savior, then how in the world are they ever going to be saved? Well, the answer is Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, the way everybody's saved. But we're not told if the Sadducees were ever given this gospel. But that is not the case for you. I have been sent here by Jesus Christ to tell you specifically that the gospel is for you. And by the authority of Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. There's the gospel. And where there is no sin, there is resurrection and eternal life. That is your promise from Jesus Christ, who is the God not of the dead, but of the living. For to him you are alive now and will be forevermore. Amen.